How could this be done without God ordaining this sermon ahead of time? And then, how many of you read a daily bread? Okay. Well, if you read your daily bread today, you're going to see that it was Julie Eckerman Link wrote this today. What is God's will for my life? Any of you guys ever asked that? The question haunted me when I was growing up. What if I couldn't find it? What if I didn't realize it? God's will seems like a needle in a haystack, hidden. But by viewing God's will was wrong because my view of God was wrong. God takes no pleasure in seeing us lost. He doesn't want to see us lost or wandering around or searching. He wants us to know His will. He makes it very clear and He makes it very simple for us. He doesn't even make it a multiple choice question. He gives us two choices: life and good, or death and evil. Deuteronomy 30, verse 15. In case the choice isn't obvious, he says which one to choose. He tells us in verse 19 to choose the life, God Himself, and obey His will. We are to obey God's will. He has told us what we should be doing. And that's why we are in Matthew 28:19. What is Matthew 28:19? Does anybody here know it? Okay. One person's heard me say it before, but this whole sermon is going to be about this. The unlikely hero. God is called the unlikely. I am one of the unlikely. A lot of people wouldn't see me as a very elegant pastor because I'm not. But each and every one of us are the unlikely. And God can make us like a hero as He works through us. Doug talked about that with me before the sermon even started. He didn't even know what the sermon was about. But Jesus wants us to be out there and using His name so that He can be brought to others. And the Holy Spirit can win them over. And then we as a church are to be teaching the Word of God so that they grow in the Word of God. Just like Mary has asked. Wow, just think of the prayers earlier are already a part of this sermon. We know that in Matthew 9:35, Jesus was the one teaching His disciples. And as He was teaching them, He said to them in verses 37 and 38, "The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord for the harvest to be sent out and the laborers into His harvest." And the harvest are not just food. It's the lost soul that we're supposed to be helping to harvest. We are the laborers. We are the ones stepping out. Are we stepping out? How many of us open our mouths to tell somebody about the love of our Father? That the love of Jesus Christ for us. We're going to be watching a little video in a minute here, because it really impacted me. This video that we're going to watch, I'm going to give you a few key things to think about first. Things to think about is that this video, when I first seen it, impacted me in my calling on this church. When I seen it the first time, is exactly what God has called me to do, is to tell others. But first, before we show the video, I'd like to be able to put some background pieces together so that you can see certain key things in the video. The water, the ocean, will represent the community that we're in. And the world, where people are dying and are lost. Luke 15 tells us about the lost sheep. And that the lost sheep are out there. We, the people of the world, are lost sheep. And how Jesus says and taught in Luke 15, how we are so go out and find the one that is lost to bring it home. And also Luke in 15 tells us about the coin. That the widow cleaned and cleaned and cleaned to find that coin. And when she found the coin, rejoiced. And about the prodigal son. The prodigal son left. But when the prodigal son came home, what did the father do? He rejoiced. These are the things that Luke writes that Jesus wanted us to know. That there is lost. But when the lost are found, there's rejoice. There's going to be Coast Guard in this clip. Men and women that keep us safe in the water. Well, the Coast Guard can kind of look like the Holy Spirit moving behind the scenes. Hebrews 3 warns us against unbelief. The writer is telling us, and the writer could be Paul, but all people agree that it's Jesus Christ that is telling and teaching, so that the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear the voice, do not harden your hearts. How many of you have heard the voice of the Holy Spirit? As you did and rebelled in the time in the wilderness. He is talking about the time in the wilderness where Israel became hard and didn't believe that God would give. So he didn't give them blessings. We need to listen to the Holy Spirit and then follow the Holy Spirit. Because if we're not going to follow the Holy Spirit, why should God even bless us if we're not following and doing His will? If we're doing our own thing, why should He bless us? Why should He bless the church? And there's going to be a rescue. It's kind of like a mission outreach. Going out in places, being witnesses. Matthew 10:7 talks about how we should go and proclaim the message of the kingdom of heaven and make it very clear. And in Acts 8:12, Philip, he proclaims the good news and is saying that the kingdom of God is coming. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are to be baptized, both men and women. The Bible is encouraging that we should step out of our comfort zone. How many of us are willing to get off our chair to tell someone about Jesus? How many of us are willing to feel uncomfortable? Eva feels uncomfortable and she witnessed to us that sometimes she doesn't know the word to use, but she's doing it. That's the most important part, is being the one willing to step out and do the will of the Father. There's going to be a ship, and the ship is going to represent the church, the safe place. Everyone loves to come to church and hear the Word of God and be with fellow Christians and share their faith and talk theology. It's a safe place to be. It's a safe place to say, I'm a Christian, nobody judges me. But how many of us are willing to step out? Revelations 22, verses 15 through 7. Outside, meaning outside our faith, I mean outside the church, are dogs, those who practice magic and arts and sexual immorality and murderers and people seeking idols. Everyone that loves to practice falsehood is outside Christianity. But in 16 it says, I, Jesus, have sent my angels to give you this testimony for the church. I am the root and the offspring of David. Jesus is the offspring of David and the bright morning star. In 17 it says, the Spirit and the bride says, come. This is what he's saying to us. We're to come and let the one who hears say, come. So when we hear and we come to God, we're supposed to let others hear also. And let the ones that are thirsty come. The ones that are thirsty outside that don't know Jesus Christ, we are to be able to give the living water, Jesus. We're going to hear somebody that says choices. When we're given choices, do we listen? Are we willing to hear the choices? And there's going to be a seaman that's on the ship. And his name is Jack McMillan. And Jack listens. Well, I want you to know that you, in this clip, are Jack. Are you going to be listening to hear what Jack is being said to do? Are you going to pay attention in this little video to hear the choice? And is the Holy Spirit can be the one that's given us the choices? And then we're going to have a commander. One that's in charge of the whole piece. The one in authority. A lot of times in a church we have different people in authority. Some of it's the pastor. A pastor can give a direction to the church. Other times it's the elders that are giving direction to the church. Well, this individual that's going to have this direction, a lot of times will direct the body and the sheep that are within the body. So let's prepare for the video. Because we've been hearing God's word. But let's prepare to let God speak to us in this video. Dear Heavenly Father, may you prepare our hearts. May the words that I spoke prepare for them to see what you would want them to see, to feel what you would want them to feel. May you prepare our minds. And calm our hearts. And take the distractions away so that we can focus on this tool. We've heard your word. May your word move within us. Amen. It's working on my screen. Andrew, can you come up and take a look at this? I apologize for this technical difficulty. It worked earlier. But when you have a techie person on hand, it's just a blessing to use them. And then if I need to switch over later, so you can see that I've not done this very often. And sometimes people feel very uncomfortable when things don't work. I do. So don't worry about it. I'm very uncomfortable.
Vessel in the immediate area. injuries. Their bridge command just reported back, and they have a crew of 64 with 24 lifeboats ready to be deployed.
Very well. Give them the coordinates and the manifest details of the Rosa Mary immediately. And I want a status report from the Corpus Christi in 5 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Seaman McMillan. Quite a night for your first tour of duty.
Who are you?
Choices, Jack. You, my friend, are about to enter the Valley of Decision.
I'm sorry, mister.
Let me ask you a question. What takes precedence? The vessel's facilities or its overall purpose?
I believe the purpose of this vessel is quite clear, sir.
Precisely. Our purpose should be quite clear. Jack, we are heading into dangerous territory. No way around that. However, inside this vessel is a comfortable place to be. And therein lies your choice. Will you go? Or are you also content to merely study about going?
Sir, I do have to go. I have to serve the party. It's about to start.
Jack, the party is almost over.
Rescue operation. Officer Berlow has prepared the lifeboats and we're ready to deploy. Everyone follow me.
Rescue operation.
Stanley, this man is dripping on my floor. My good man, Officer Brock. Let me assure you of one thing. There will be no rescue operation.
But, sir.
Think. Do you know who takes their ship out in this kind of weather? Those who wish to remain unnoticed. So if some group of drug runners have run afoul, I will be the last to risk life and limb to save them. Devils, all of them.
But, sir, this boat, after all,
I know perfectly well the purpose of this vessel. Do you wish to have us all killed?
No, sir.
The whole purpose of being inside such a boat as this is that it protects you from the outside. Is this not clear to you, Officer Brock?
Well, maybe. Maybe, perhaps not, sir. Sorry, sir.
Seaman McMillan. Is that you I see joining the wise men?
Oh,
system from the starboard. The whole design for the new raft is based upon you pulling them up from the stern.
You want to be in 12-foot seas pulling somebody out from the stern? You can't even reach them. Trust me, I went over this thing for 3 weeks with Burlo. I memorized the manuals. I think you better catch up on some of your homework.
Man, have you ever been on the lifeboat?
Aren't you glad you're not out in that weather tonight?
I think it's time for church.
Filed a manifest stating a crew of 12 and 64 passengers. Can you please report on the status of the operation?
Sir, this is U.S. Coast Guard Captain James Meyer. You and your crew are under orders to deploy all available lifeboats and crew immediately. Do you comprehend the situation you are in? You are their only chance.
They have the boat to be all boats, 64 crew, 24 rescue boats, and they launch three.
My heart went out for the people that are lost. What is the purpose of the church? We are the bride of Christ. But the purpose of the church is to share the love of Christ. To get out of that boat. Do you dare to be a disciple of Christ? Matthew 28:19. We are told by Jesus Christ Himself to step out. Mary talked about her son. What are the odds that she would ask for this prayer today? And then we see a video of a mother crying for her daughter to be saved. We are told that what we've done for the least of our brothers or sisters, we have done in the name of Christ. Who have we fed? Who have we gave water to? Who have we accepted in our homes? Do we clothe the people that need clothes in our community? Or do we just hoard some more for ourselves? Do we visit the people in jail? And in jail could mean that they are in jail to their own sin. Do we love the sinner? Dan Pumala asked me, we haven't talked about it yet, but I do remember you asking me, how does this church become able to reach the unlovables? The people that are not loved, how can we reach them? I think that's something we need to look at as a body. How do we reach the lost? And who's sick? That same Bible verse reads, who's sick? Sometimes people are missing a hand and they could just use some help. And through that, the love of Christ goes both ways. Some of us are sick and following someone else that's wrong. They can be in a church that is not following Christ. In fact, that goat up there, what's the name of that goat that leads the sheep to slaughter? Does anybody here know? No meat cutters in the group? Okay, well, being an old meat cutter, I knew what that was, so I knew what to look for. That goat is called a Judas goat. And that goat leads the sheep up the ramp to be slaughtered in an organized manner. We need to make sure people aren't being misled. And then people are sick. They are dying. If you do not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, you are dying. Remember, two choices in Luke we were given. And then we have the multitude. Our community is full of people. A man may go to heaven without health, without riches, without honor, without learning, without friends. But he can never go without Christ. John 14:6 tells us, the only way to the Father is through Jesus Christ. Matthew 28:19 reads, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Are we willing to prepare ourselves to go? And my answer was, here I am. I will go. That's what confirmed my call. My job is to go and care. I'm inviting you as a church body. If you feel that the Holy Spirit is stirring in you, prepare to be part of a church body that's going to go. And that's the goal for this year, is to do the Great Commission, what we've been called to do, is to go and love as God has loved us. Can the worship team come forward? Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this service. I thank you for your word that has been spoken to us. I thank you for the music that we got to pray and the music that we're going to have. May it be touching to our heart, Lord. But even more, may we open our ears to hear the Holy Spirit. To hear from you, Lord, and then to take action. We pray this in your name. Amen.